And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray not going to be joining us this morning. He's still traveling back from that awesome Pesca Panama adventure with Cast Tours. We're hoping to hear a little report from him, maybe on the phone, find out what's going on. We'll look forward to hearing the full details tomorrow, but man, is it going to be a great one today. Fred Hall Show is right around the corner. The official countdown has begun, and what a better guy than to talk about all the cool stuff at Fred Hall than the man, Mark Mills from Shimano, is going to be joining us. We got lots to talk about. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel at the Fred Hall Shows. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing with a cross-carbon drag, providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2-to-1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easier to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in a compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it at the Fred Hall Show and your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Well, you just heard it there, that spot, Shimano dealers and Fred Hall, and what better timing than to have the man, Mark Mills, in here. What's up, Mark?
Ricky, what's going on, man? How are you? This is like the best time for the show. Right? You want to know why? We came off of an excellent season of fishing, still pretty good right now, FYI, too, and we've got the Fred Hall show to talk about, perfect. And we got new tackle. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, this is definitely the time that we live for, and And this show, I think we all kind of are in anticipation for this being just a crazy show. And you nailed it. The fishing season was the best it has been in who knows how long. And there's certainly attributes to it that would say best ever. And the fishing still, I mean, it, you know, what we were talking about the other day, it's hard to say when you couldn't really put your finger on when a season ended when there's still crazy good yellowtail fishing, there's still bluefin offshore. I mean,
right.
It's wild.
That's big bonita fishing. Yeah, it's, you know, I think this is going to be the best show because you're going into the show, and you don't have to, you know, when you see that guy come to the booth, and you're like, hey, how you doing? Did you catch any fish this year? And you're like, oh, we're kicking tires. Yeah, I went fishing. Dude, you know
it's
that
on.
He had a great trip. You know that he's used his tackle that last year. He wants to get new tackle. He's excited for some of the new stuff that's coming out. So, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. We got a lot of staff there. We're manning, you know. We've done a little bit different. We've got kind of a smaller booth down the center this year,
okay,
which people are going to notice on the Shimano side. But we've added four satellite service, like satellite booths throughout,
really?
Next to all the retail locations. So there's one next to Fisherman's Landing. There's the one next to Angler's Choice. There's one next to Save-On. There's one next to Milton. So it'll allow the guys to be close to the dealers so we can actually bring them in and talk about some of the product that you guys are selling and stuff. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's a different way to look at it.
And I know one really exciting thing is certainly, you know, that there's some new stuff from Shimano. And obviously, the big boss, Dave Pfeiffer, let the cat out of the bag, but no reason to wait and jump right into it. Everybody's so excited about the brand new Torium.
Yeah, right here, cat came out there, no doubt about it. But, yeah, the new Torium HG is a great reel. It's awesome. I had it out on the boat probably 3 or 4 months ago, and I wasn't really even fishing it. I had it out to do some filming, and we didn't get the opportunity to film it or anything, but I showed a couple guys on the boats, and literally I had guys in the parking lot going, hey, man, you want to sell that?
Yeah.
What's nice is that you'll be able at the show to compare it to past generation Torium,
mm-hmm.
and being that it's, you know, 20 to 30% smaller with our S-Concept body or S-Compact body design, same line capacity as the other one, but smaller, better drag pressure. It's got the EI surface treatment. So any of the areas that you had before that had corrosion issues or anything around the reel foot, around the frame, some of the tests have shown that we've been anywhere between 500 and 700 times more corrosion resistant.
100 times,
depending where it is on the reel. Like,
sure.
The way we've been able to test it is that around the frame of the reel and where the side plates meet, it's almost 700 times more corrosion resistant than the past generation. And around the reel foot where the dissimilar metals, where you're going to get your stainless steel and the chrome in that area, and that it's 500 times more corrosion resistant
right.
than the past generation. You know, you've got the big ball knob handle on it that everybody likes, you know. Anybody that was all weirded out with Trinidad because it was white, this is the charcoal black one. So, yeah, I think it's a good-looking, modern-type reel, and you guys are going to love it. It's going to come in a 16, 20, and a 30 size right now.
And the cool thing is this is an extremely high-performance reel that would be a pretty massive upgrade if you've had, you know, your older reel for a while and you're kind of looking for an upgrade. Extremely modern, all of the cool things that a new high-technology reel does, the crazy good power and torque and smoothness and fits in your hand well, but at a budget that is very easy on the pocketbook and just about all of us can afford.
Yeah, it's got a very aggressive budget on it. You know, you're looking at $229, $239, $249. The other thing is that we made improvements in areas that we found nonconformities in the past on it. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of guys after fishing time, they go, oh, it got geary. It never really got geary. The problem is that the one-way roller clutch bearing would get material in it, get salt water in it, and that would go bad first.
Okay.
Well, we've added a sealed clutch bearing on that, and we've also added a new improved assist stopper to keep it from spinning back. So
okay.
We've made the changes in this new reel for that. And you're looking at 25 pounds of drag pressure, 6.2 to 1, 36
right.
inches per crank, all the stuff that you want to have coming in at, you know, under $250.
Well, we've always said that that's the beauty of Shimano, and the benefit that we get living in Southern California is that's who Shimano is. That's who you are, and all the guys there, I mean, it's a Southern California company. Obviously, you guys are the biggest global fishing reel. You make the best stuff. But we get the benefit of it all being in our backyard. And that's the things that I'm so excited about. Torium, like you said, you listen to the guys and, hey, I love the reel, but it does this, but it does that. And here you got to be a brand new, perfect reel with everything that was addressed and still in a low price.
Yeah, you know, you're at a much competitive price now. And I want to lay this out there because people like to go, well, you know, it's the same as Trinidad. It's not Trinidad. Just
right.
like there's your Porsche and then there's your Turbo Carrera. It's not a Trinidad. It's not to replace Trinidad. Trinidad is still completely different, you know. Machine, you know, aluminum frame where the Torium's a die-cast aluminum frame and a die-cast aluminum side blades. And I can go through all the different points, but we could sit here and talk forever on it.
Sure.
That's what the Fred Hall Show is. Come in. We got half an hour. We got hours to talk about that.
Exactly.
And we can, but, you know, that's a big one for us as well. On the Power Pro side, we've got new Max Quattro, which is a new super line. It's a new Spectra line. We're using new Spectra fiber on it that is as much as, like, 25% thinner than our other Power Pro.
So cool.
So as an example, we'll throw this out there. So if you use a Trinidad 14 with 50-pound on it and you got X amount of line capacity, you could use a 12 with the same thing and get the same amount of capacity.
Wow.
You could get more line, smaller tackle. So it really, the other benefit about that smaller, thinner line is that fly lining baits. It doesn't have the resistance on your bait. Fishing in water where there's a lot of current and depth and everything, it works very well for that.
Now, Dave talked about that a little bit when he was on the show. Max Quattro is essentially a good way to look at it. He was saying was, whatever size Power Pro you're used to fishing now, you can use that same pound test, but it will feel like the next line size smaller. So if you're a guy that fly lines baits with 50-pound Power Pro all the time and you love it, you know the feel, you can still put 50-pound Max Quattro on there, but it will feel like you're fishing 30-pound.
Yeah, well, 40-pound or something of that nature. The 60, you know, the 80 feels like 65, you know, the 50 feels like 40, the 100 feels like 80. And we actually are going to have, like, a demonstration portion in our booth to show you the water displacement so you can really clearly understand how much displacing of water the two lines do to one another. We're not getting rid of the you know,
sure,
standard Power Pro. It has its niche. This is just the next evolution in that. And for fishermen, even castability, you're going to be able to cast farther. The guys throwing spinning tackle and stuff like that,
right?
You know, where you'd use a, you know, a 6,000 reel, you can use a 5,000. We're using a 5,000, you can use a 4. So it's once again, downsizing your tackle to the next level on a line size.
Now, what sizes is Max Quattro going to be available in?
You're going to see it in a pretty much our 50-pound, 65, 80, and 100,
cool.
You know. There is some opportunities eventually to go bigger. We can go smaller, but we're really seeing if we go smaller than that, where is it going to help out? It may not help out enough, but we'll see how it goes. Right now, those are the sizes that we're going to do in. It's going to come in green. And it's also going to come in high-vis yellow.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that. And now the other one, I know that so much of us were so excited about, and the lure that was just impossible to get our hands on this year. Do you think we're going to be able to find flatfalls at the Fred Hall Show this year?
You know what? You're going to be able to find a couple of different things with flatfalls. So
Okay. You're
going to, one, you're going to have flatfalls in the tackle booth. We got some shipments in, and it was a real tough one this year, and the whole Long Beach port situation didn't help the situation at all.
Sure.
You know, it's like anticipation to the, you know, full extent on that. So you'll be able to see our standard flatfalls in the booth, but we've got a really good promotion going on with all the dealers that if you buy a reel $149 and above, you get a flatfall jig that we've actually brought in from Japan. We got some cool new looking flatfalls.
Really?
So it's a new look, kind of cool design, so that you only can get with this promotion.
Solely a promotional deal.
Solely a promotional deal.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's how you get your one flatfall. If you buy a rod and reel, both of them over $149, you get two flatfalls.
Ah, I like.
Throw on Power Pro there, guess what? You got three, and then you got enough for a trip. So
that's rad.
So, yeah, they're really cool colors. There's some glow and stuff on them, so, you know, maybe good for sea bass.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I think they're going to be good, you know, and they're going to be good. They're good colors.
I love that, too, and that's the deal at a Fred Hall Show. You know, the thing is, let's be honest, you don't need to discount that stuff. You don't need to give that away. It's not like somebody wouldn't buy a brand new Torium, and they're not buying it just because they're getting something free, but it's an exciting show, and you're getting to put gear in guys' hands, and I just think that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we, as a company, it's adding value to our brand rather than value in something we're going to give you for free.
I agree.
So
I think it's awesome.
Look at Torium. I mean, literally, we can say all these unique selling points about this reel that it's not just, oh, cool, it's the drag pressure's high on it.
Right.
Okay, that's it. No, we can literally go on, here's all the unique selling points, and this is how it's going to make you as a better angler. It's going to make the reel better, and you're not going to have to get rid of it next year or the year after.
Exactly.
Guess what? I'll see you in another 10 or 20 years, or next year when you buy the next size up or the next size down.
And I mean, that's a great point. You could, you know, what do you mean could? I still fish the same Toriums that I've had for the last 10 years, and there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, we see that quite often. You know, it's funny, as we did the Calcutta Ds and the price went up in that range, the guys are like, you know, that's, you know, the price really went up, and I'm like, okay, well, what product can you buy? I mean, do you have your old Calcuttas? Well, yeah, I still fish them. Okay, that's 15 years ago or more that you're
exactly.
still fishing. For $400, 15 years, I would like, that's a pretty good investment if you ask me.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
You know, and the other thing, too, is that Nowadays, with all the stuff that you get, eBay and everything else, you can get rid of your old tackle very simply rather than trying to find a buddy, and then step up in price and use that money to go to that next level in product.
Well, I know I'm pumped about the new Torium and pumped about a lot of stuff. And as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show. Super lucky to be able to nail this guy down for 2 hours because Mark is a very, very busy guy and a very unique point of view on the tackle side of things, both freshwater and saltwater and all the new stuff and all the great promotion. It is just going to be a rad show today, especially with all the Fred Hall and fun coming up. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to have you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us on our toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only is Mark going to be in here sharing all kinds of great information with us today, he has also brought an unbelievable prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is it. The brand new Torium 16 is going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And Mark, those reels still officially aren't even here yet.
No.
Hoping to have them at Fred Hall, so
no,
you're
going
to be one of the very first guys to get one of those reels.
Yep.
So it's going to be a little bit before it makes it to you, but you're going to get a brand new Torium 16, the brand new model. And how cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. You guys are going to like it.
Awesome. Well, as you can hear, great show again. 858-457-1090 or 858-457-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
That's right, it's showtime at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. The Fred Hall Show in Long Beach is right around the corner, and the Dana Landing booth this year is actually 4-in-1, with a combination of 4 corporate booths within the Dana Landing booth. That means 4 times the savings for you. The Maui Jim Flying Jimmy, with over 300 pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, will be there. Come see Mike and try on a pair from this giant Maui Jim display. Lawrence Quigley will be on hand with a huge display of Fishworks clothing. Lawrence will have lots of new styles and plenty of closeouts at great prices. In the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Show, you will also see an extensive assortment of Olukai sandals, shoes, and sneakers for both men and women. Ideal for the Southern California lifestyle. The new guys on the scene are the Salty Crew clothing team. Come check out the latest styles from Salty Crew, one of the most up-and-coming lines in the fishing world. It's all on sale at the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. Check DanaLanding.com for details.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
All right, it's time for your 60-second little seminar. This is the time where we talk about great new products from Shimano. We've been talking about it all morning. The brand new Torium is going to be a very, very hard call to get to that Fred Hall show and not leave with one of those brand new Torium.
No.
For all the things that we just talked about, and it got the makeover for 2015, like you said, the left side plate that fits in your hand so well, the great power, the great size. If you're used to fishing the Torium 20, you can move up to a 30 and still have that same size, or better yet, you can still fish your Torium 20, hold the same amount of Power Pro that it always held before, yet in a smaller package that fits in your hand better. Mills, we can't wait. Power, speed, everything, corrosion resistance, better look, better feel. It's the new Torium. Check it out at the Fred Hall Show, or better yet, check it out at your local Shimano dealer, or check out Shimano.com.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spear fishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Certainly stoked hearing about all those deals Fred Hall showing us. I think it's just going to be crazy. And speaking of crazy and Fred Hall and all the traditions that go out there, huge congratulations, got to say, to the guys over at Western Outdoor News. We got the giant Fred Hall edition that showed up to the tackle store yesterday, and we were thumbing through it. Three different sections, including the main one being the fourth, and just... it's crazy, and all the cool reviews, and I know that what a task it is for those guys, and very, very cool. So if you haven't checked that one out, I know that this is the week that the postman hates, because those Western Outdoor News weigh about 15 pounds apiece. But very, very cool, and great job for all the great stuff the guys put in Western Outdoor News. Lots of cool product reviews and all the great stuff to see at the show. Hey, speaking of the show, it is here, and again, one lucky caller at the end of the show today, as we mentioned, is going to win a brand new Torium 16 reel and 2 tickets to go to the Fred Hall show, either Long Beach or Del Mar, your choice. A couple of tickets going your way. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's then get started this morning with Ken, who's calling us from Long Beach. Ken, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Mark.
Hey, morning, Ken. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I had a question about the flatfall. I haven't fished it myself, but this June I'm heading to Christmas Island again. I know Rick's on the trip, and I was thinking about using that jig to target some of the GTs down there. I've used a butterfly jig in the past with pretty good success, but I've noticed on the drop I'm missing a lot of bites, and maybe you could explain the dynamics of the flatfall jig if it normally gets hit on the drop. And what do you do on the retrieve if you work it like a butterfly jig or wind straight up? And then the other concern is the hooks on the jig. I've seen on some other guy or other websites guys post that the hooks may not hold up on bigger fish like GTs. What are your thoughts?
Well, a couple things here. Well, let's start with the dynamics of the jig. It's very teardrop shaped, so you tie it actually on the tip, a little bit different than you would, you know, on your traditional butterfly jig when it comes to that. So it's tied differently. The butterfly jig, you put the hooks up at the top. Flatfall, the hooks are at the bottom, so it's a little bit different there as far as the stinger hooks. And it's teardrop shaped, so you got to think as it goes down in the water and it captures that in, it actually has that flat kind of fall, that glide pattern that really allows it to get bit very well on the drop as long as you got it in full free spool. Spinning reel works great on as well, but a full free spool. And then on the retrieve, you know, you can try and fish it like a butterfly jig, but honestly, that's what made it so successful this year because, I don't want to say the word, you didn't have to really think on how to retrieve it.
Yeah.
Not like you don't have to have that cadence of a butterfly jig. You can literally put it in gear, turn the handle. My wife and I were out on President's Day, told her, put one on her rod, drop it down, reel it up, 3 turns into it. Game on.
Easy
yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so it made it really simple for anybody to use it, you know, and just making sure that, you know, you're using a good thin line size so it drops, you know, quick with the least amount of water resistance in it. So
tuna fishing was amazing with that lure this year. Obviously, it helps to have a fantastic tuna season, but they just you nailed it. It's brainless. I mean, you pull the reel out of gear and wait till the thing got a bite, and it got a bite very, very often. And I would say for me, it seemed, Ken, that probably 8 of my 10 bites came on the drop, but definitely, you know, there's still 20% you put the thing into gear and start turning the handle back to the boat, and one would climb on that way, too.
Right.
I mean, they just bite it really good.
Now, as far as the hooks, you know, we do sell the assist-style hooks for those lures, so if you are going to go down there, I'd bring some extra hooks. But as far as holding up on big GTs, I don't think it'll be a problem. It's way different than a treble hook, and you're going to get a different pulling pattern. You know, the hook becomes part of the lure. It's different, so you don't have that twisting and torquing that you would see, you know, those giant GTs on a treble hook, beating the piss out of that treble hook. You don't have that. They can spin and twist. So I would say that you wouldn't have a problem whatsoever on that.
Now, and like you say, you can always buy the assist hooks. Are the assist hooks different from the standard butterfly jig?
Yeah, they're a lot shorter. I'm sure that you could use any of the owner or must-have assist hooks, but in the short size. You don't want the big long ones, then you got a big dangly deal. So the ones that we have with Shimano are the actual same ones that come on the jig.
Perfect.
And they're approximately in size. I would guess that they're about a 5 to 6-aught size. They're actually a pretty big hook compared to the size of the jig. But I guarantee they're going to work great for the GTs and the Jacks and anything that eats that type of jig. It's awesome.
What size butterfly was most successful for you there in previous trips, Ken?
It was the heaviest one, and I noticed, too, a lot. As soon as I got to the bottom, a couple of cranks I was on, but I was using a Trinidad 40 Narrow, and I got rocked several times. I mean, those fish are so strong, they take you right on the coral heads and break you off.
Yeah.
The trick is just turning them and getting them out of the coral right away.
Right. Well, you know, the one thing, you know, we, on the flat falls, 100 right now is the heaviest size. I think we do have some.
160, right?
160? Okay, maybe it's 160. I thought it was 100, but I'm sorry, 160. We do have some ability coming down the road. I don't know if it's going to be this year or whatever. We have some 200s that we're looking at on that size, too. So, you know, I've had a few that I've been playing with in the 200 class, and it falls pretty fast, too. So that's the other thing, is it does fall really good, too.
Well, you ready for Christmas, Ken?
Oh, I am. I'm already packing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you up at Long Beach at the show.
I'll be there.
All right, Ken. See you then, Ken.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks for getting us started this morning. I know that that is it. And really stoked. I had no idea about your 3 flat fall giveaway. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting
cool.
that these colors that we're doing,
right.
We brought them, flew them in strictly for Japan just to do this. So you're going to have that, like, special edition color, man.
How many phone calls did you guys receive wanting flat falls? I mean, nobody's pointing any fingers at anybody. Nobody knew, one, that a brand new lure was going to be so successful. Nobody knew that we were going to have tuna from May through current, and that they bit the heck out of the
season. I've never seen a tuna season ever eat the lure like they did. And don't, flat falls one thing, but cold snipers.
Oh, totally.
I mean, there's a whole other game right there. You know, we sold, you know, just... You know, it was really weird. And as a manufacturer, it's very difficult for us to manage that type of inventory and that, you should have had more. Well, what if they didn't buy it?
Right.
You know, you can only do so much. You know, yeah, cool. We sold everything we had and it would be great if you could get more. And we tried. We did our very best at that and we will. But if they didn't eat them, then we would have been stuck with this inventory. Then you'd be here. This is what you need to have to fish. You know,
exactly.
You guys have made the decision. The consumer has to figure out that's the jig to fish.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure. Well, hey, appreciate the phone call, Ben, very much. Next up, let's talk to Bob, who's calling us from TNT this morning. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bob. How are you, sir?
Good, good, good. I am really excited about the Long Beach show.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of fun right now. I just have a quick question on the Terramar line. Is there any possibility of bringing back the 10-foot jig sticks? That's one of the lightest 10-foot jig sticks I've ever held.
Well, we are re-looking at the Terramar line. I don't think the 10-foot's in that category. You know what? I hate to say that, but now with Power Pro and stuff, I don't think you have to have a 10-foot jig stick anymore. The market's so small for those. However, a 9-foot, you know, medium heavy or heavy, you're definitely where you're at. I don't think the 10's going to come back for a while. It's such a unique, small market in that 10-foot size. You know, I know that some of the deckhand guys like it, but to do it, it's very, very small. You know where it's going to be used? San Diego for a handful of guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with you, Bob.
Look at Ricky. Ricky's like, I'm with you, Bob. Yeah, I know.
Come on, Rick. You still have yours, right?
I love it. I have 2 of them. What I always tell people with that Terramar line of surface iron rods. I mean, I work at a tackle store.
Right.
I work at a tackle store that specializes in surface iron.
We are the
heart of that, and every fantastic blank option that's out there. All of the greatest manufacturers that all make those rods, and my favorite is the Terramar. That's what I use. I love it. I certainly have the option of fishing every one, and have owned most all of them, you know, for a time or another. But the rod that I use is that Terramar. I absolutely love it for fishing the surface iron.
Well, I talked to Rob again about that one. So I mean, like I said, we are reviewing that whole line, and I don't know if it fits or not, and we have to look at, you know, if we sell 50 of them, maybe, but I think we're going to need to sell more than that.
The cool thing about a Terramar surface iron rod, whether it be a you know the 90H or or any of the rods too that I like so much about it is skinny. But you know, it's a skinny blank, so
right.
It fits in your hand
PC4
very well.
PC4 does that for you.
And the beauty of it is it fits in the rocket launcher on a skiff. You know, I spend half of my time on a sport boat and the other time in my private boat. And you know, you take your insert whatever gnarly deckhand style surface iron rod with a number 22 Daisy butt cap. They don't fit anywhere.
No.
Period. And that those Terramars, I love it. Yeah, I think that's such a such an awesome rod.
And that is the benefit of the TC4 construction that we do, is it's so much smaller. And like I said, I don't want to get too far into it. It kind of we're reevaluating a lot of rods, seeing where rods sell and how many we're going to sell to fulfill the line. And maybe it doesn't come out at the beginning. And we'll have to see on that.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Bob, we'll certainly keep you posted as something comes out.
Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate the phone call much. How about next up, we talk to Roger. Roger's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hey, Roger, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
good morning, Roger. How are you, sir?
Great show this morning.
Great.
Mr. Excitement, you've been on the show forever, it seems like.
Yep, now I'm almost getting gray, so that's kind of scary.
So I'd like to know what's up with you for the coming year.
You know what? Some fishing trips we got going on, we've got 10 Let's Talk Hookup on the water seminars this year. We've got an amazing amount from trips out of Dana War Sport Fishing. We've got trips out of 22nd Street Landing this year. So we went up the coast. We're going to do some stuff on the Freedom with Mark Prezana and his guys. We've got some trips out of Oceanside.
Oh, Oceanside 95.
Yeah, Oceanside 95 cool. We're going to be going on this year. Always Ryan's boat on the San Diego. We got trips on that as well. Searcher trips. So we got a lot. And then we have one, long range trip that we're going to do this year on the RP at Frank in October. So we've got a lot of trips and stuff. I've got a lot of cool stuff going on. I am managing, S-Tech, which is kind of online dealer stuff. So any of the new stuff going down, I'm planning going up
to hear from you.
Yeah. It's, I've got a lot going on. Like everything, traveling when I can and trying to stay home if I can.
Traveling when you can.
Hopefully
and fishing when
you're
not.
There.
Yeah. Well, you too. And hopefully we'll see you at the Fred Hall show. I'll be there, pretty much every day except Thursday and on Sunday. And I will be spending quite a bit of my time in the CCA booth on Friday, kind of supporting that. Shimano's a big supporter with CCA. They're coming in from, CCA is big in the southeast. They're big in the southwest, also northwest, but they're kind of getting involved here in Southern California, which is what we need for environmental awareness.
Roger,
I always appreciate your enthusiasm.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Roger. Appreciate the phone call. You know, you and I talked quite a bit about CCA before the show, and like you say, you've got a unique perspective that, a guy like myself, if I know the likes of a Dave Pfeiffer and a Bill Shedd and a Bart Hall and a Pete Gray are behind this organization, I know that I'm happy to put my money and my time and my belief behind it. But you have a unique perspective in that obviously traveling all over the country,
right,
especially with Shimano's, you've got to see how effective this group is in other parts of the country. So you've seen firsthand how good of a job CCA does for the anglers in the area that they're in.
You're right, and I'm actually very excited about it. We've seen the other groups come in, and they've done good jobs while they're here, but they're very, United Anglers is very centrally located. Southern California, okay, they know that, okay. These groups is much bigger, especially for what we're dealing with as far as educating about the environment and getting involved and protection. CCA, dealing some of the stuff they've done in Louisiana and the tournaments that they've put on and the excitement that they've put on for the industry and getting new people into fishing, protecting the environment, it's a great fit, and it's a good opportunity to be part of that and work with those guys. Where I can, Don Hansen's involved in that, I know Fletcher's doing it, all the guys, and it's nice because you have these industry leaders that we have, like Pfeiffer and all those guys, that are really putting their, involvement on the line to get this started and rolling in California, and it is a win-win, and I think it's something that's going to stay and stick with us and be a very good benefit to our whole portion on as far as environmental awareness and how we can protect Southern California and everywhere else in the country. It's a good deal.
Coastal Conservation Association, it's cool because it is a giant national group with, thousands upon thousands of members, but then broken down into local chapters that definitely, work on our local issues.
Right.
So you've got the benefit of all of the people across the country and holding a lot of political clout. But, you can be sure that, your California dollars are going to be, working on our California problems.
Yeah, and like I said, they're going to be there every day of the show. A lot of our Shimano employees, my boss Chris Russell, Chris Hess, Robbie Gant, we're all going to be spending time in the booth along with other manufacturers as well, so everybody's going to be there, and you're going to be able to sign up there. And don't quote me on this. I believe it's $50. I believe if you do sign up there for a year membership, you get free entrance into the Fred Hall Show.
Right.
So I think that's a pretty great deal.
Well, it's not only does your $50 get you free entry into the Fred Hall Show, but it gets you a goodie bag full of tons of stuff when you walk through the door. So you basically get a lot of vouchers that are good immediately for discounts on product. It can be redeemed. That, you know, I know there's AFTCO. There's a number of cool vouchers that are, you know, $10 off this product, $20 off this
product. We've got a big prize package with, you know, a Shimano bag, Therese Rod, you know, Talica Reel. I mean, there's some really cool prize packaging. But that's one element of it. It's getting involved. And I can run on the coattails of being in the industry, and yeah, Shimano's a supporter, so I'm a supporter. But no, I will drop my $50 on it and be part of this deal because it really does make sense. And every morning I still look out and go, God, it's a weekend. I'd like to go fish, you know, Laguna and go surf fishing before my wife wakes up. Guess what? I can't do that anymore, man. Yeah. Such a bummer.
That's the truth. Well, I appreciate that very much. And Roger, thank you for the phone call. Next up, let's talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning, Don.
Before my question, you mentioned CCA. I'm working Friday afternoon, evening on the main entrance and Saturday on the Pine Street entrance. So, gang, get out there and join and volunteer.
Good job, Don.
Good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Perfect. I think I'll see you Friday. You're gonna be my replacement, I think, out there. So that's good.
Okay, look forward to it. Hey, on the flat fall, I know you talked about the action on it. Is there any rod reel setup that is better or not for that particular lure?
You know what? My personal opinion, I really like the Travala S, the green light Travala S, either in a medium or medium heavy with a Trinidad 16 arrow. Drop a torium on it. You can do that too. But 50 pound. I think it's a great setup. Now, this year, tuna fishing, I spooked everybody on the boat like I always do. I fish lighter.
Let me just stop. You're about to tell me a story of you fishing some Power Pro that's so ridiculously light, I'm going to shake my head.
I did. Actually, I was fishing, for all of our tuna fishing, I was fishing 10-pound Power Pro with a 30-pound fluorocarbon leader, and I didn't lose a fish on the whole thing.
The whole time.
I mean, it's because it allows that bait to drop and fish quicker and faster and better, and pulling on that fluorocarbon is a strong, you know, 30-pound is a lot of abrasion resistance. The Power Pro really doesn't cut that 30-pound very well. And literally, I didn't lose any fish. I was pulling on them. It blew everybody away. But I fished 10-pound for all the 20 to 30-pound tuna. That's it.
That's like thread.
It is, man.
Oh,
but I'll tell you, it drops. I can drop a jig size down, use a smaller jig, get it down, you know, just as fast, and it works really well. I'm not saying that that's what everybody should do with that. Ideally, I think 50-pound is going to work really well. I like Depth Hunter when it comes to that, especially this year. That fish was at 125 feet a lot, so
good
I could
idea.
Drop down that Depth Hunter, count it out, which is a measured line, count it out five or six colors, and stay within that range. And once I showed that to the guys on the boat, even the deckhands were like, oh, my God, that's freaking amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, that's where that Depth Hunter really comes into play.
I'll say just for an idea, Don, of how well that lure used, the rod and reel that I used for it would be almost completely to the opposite and shared identical success. You know, I fished a Therese 80H, the 8-foot, the heavier version,
mm-hmm.
and also a Terramar 80H as well. You know, 8-foot, fairly heavy rod, so that if that fish was up and splashing around, could maybe make a cast of a considerable distance, put it out there. I fished a Trinidad 20 or a Trinidad 16 and 65 Power Pro. So,
right.
I mean, two almost opposite of the end scales, but still sharing equal success.
Right. A lot of guys cast it and retrieve the jigs. I know that's the deckhand. They cast there, put it in gear, and let's let it fall and get bit on the fall.
Sure.
Now, with that Travala S, you ain't going to cast it. It doesn't cast. That is not its game. Its game is straight vertical jigging, and I was just strictly vertical jigging. As soon as the deckhands or the skipper, I'm sorry, had said, you know, hey, those fish are about 125 feet, 150 feet, I was down, and it was on.
That's cool.
Yeah,
there you
just
go.
Different.
Don, you ready for the show?
Absolutely. Hey, we'll see you guys there.
Well, I want to thank you again for volunteering your time to be a part of CCA, and we're certainly going to look forward to seeing you at the show. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We've got catch reports coming up. All kinds of great information. You stay tuned. You got more Let's Talk Hookup coming with a man, Mark Mills from Shimano, right here on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including state-of-the-art CalStar rods, the hottest deals, and the best selection ever on CalStar rods. Come see it at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-visit at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Piffa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You heard Paul Hebert there talking about those Maui Jim sunglasses. And speaking of Maui Jim, I know last year they introduced, the first time out here on the West Coast, they have their entire mobile inventory, the Flying Jimmy, full of Maui Jims. And that is once again going to be at the Dana Landing booth at the Long Beach Show. Virtually every pair of glasses that Maui Jim has, and they'll all be for sale. You're going to get to purchase any of those great Maui Jims from Dana Landing, which is probably the best source to find a good stock of Maui Jims. I know Steve and the gang down there do such a good job at help getting people fitted, but they will have the professionals from Maui Jim helping you find the right pair of glasses. And the beauty of having such inventory there, if you've got this pair of glasses that you really like, but you want the tortoiseshell frame, or you like the tortoiseshell frame, but you want gray lenses, they're all going to be at the show. And what a great time to buy a pair of Maui Jims at the Fred Hall Show. Well, hey, as we know, Pete, not in the studio today. He's with the group from Cast Tours down there on that awesome Pesca Panama trip. But I do want to say the catch report that Cast Tours is a part of is always sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, which is Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It's the big fish season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is the one that's putting big fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch that fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store, and look for great deals on Gamakatsu hooks at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, like the buy two, get one free offer on almost all of their hooks. It's going to be a really good time to stock up on your Gamakatsu. Mark, let's jump back on the phones. Everybody's packed up and wanting to talk to you there. How about this time we talk to Tony, who's calling us from San Marcos. Tony, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, it's tackle purchase time for me, the Fred Hall season.
All right.
And I have a question on the Tranks. I'm thinking about buying the Tranks, and right. I want to know from Mark, the expert, what application of fishing is suited for this reel.
You know what? This was the best year ever for Tranks. It really got its niche, especially for all the vertical jigging here in the last few months for, you know, yo-yo iron stuff. The Tranks is, you know, it's designed to cast and retrieve, and, you know, the HG, the high gear, that 6.6:1, getting like 43 inches per crank is great for casting surface lures. It's great for, you know, yo-yo jigging, putting it at the rail. You don't have to worry with that level wind. It works great for that. If you're looking to fish a lot of calico bass and stuff, you know, the power version, the 4.3:1, which it gets about 30 inches per crank, a little slower, gets that jig to kick. But I'm saying that the 500 Tranks HG high, you know, the high gear one, is the one that you're gonna want to use, and you can use it for. It's not the best reel for fishing live bait, just due to it. That's where you fall into your Talicas, your Trinidads, or your Toriums due to that. But if you want to cast and retrieve lures, or drop and retrieve lures, Tranks is your game, man.
It's not that it wouldn't fish a live bait. It's just that you guys make so much great stuff for doing that you would just choose a better fit for it.
It's just like, you know, if you're a golfer, we always use the golf analogy that you can't have one club to do everything, but, you know, the Tranks for casting, retrieving, working a lure back, it's a game changer. It really is. And we've seen it get more and more popular on the boats. We just did a deal in Western Outdoor News that we were talking about. What's the best yo-yo, you know, setup? And I could say Trinidad, I could say Torium for that. Tranks really is the game changer. It's different than anybody else's, and you'll love it. I guarantee it.
And still a big spool. I mean, there's still a big
spool.
I think of
50-pound on that reel, I think you're looking at right at 480 to 520 yards of 50-pound, which is plenty to catch wahoo, yellowfin tuna. Anything we're catching out here, you can catch on a Tranks.
There you go. You ready, Tony?
I'm ready.
And all right, appreciate
see you at
the phone
show
call
on that.
Very much. Thanks a lot. How about next up, we talk to Joe, and Joe's calling us from Whittier this morning. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Joe. What's going on?
I am, for the first time in my life, I am going on a long-range trip,
I am on
that Shimano 10-day.
Awesome. So, you're going to love that. That's going to be a good one, too.
Hey, so I'm wondering, do I need to bring a bunch of my own poles, rods and reels, or can I just fish all the Shimano stuff on the boat?
Well, here's the deal. I would always bring a couple of your own setups just because, you know, the trip's not set up for everybody on the boat to grab, you know, the not bring their own gear. It's great if you have your own gear, but we've got plenty of other stuff on the boat to allow you to fish other stuff that you might. Like, you may want to try out a Torium. Here's a great opportunity for that. Here's a great opportunity to try out a Trinidad. A Talica 10, a Talica 12, 16, 20, 25 on that trip. You know, and then we were just talking about in the last call, here's your opportunity to try out a Tranks.
Right.
So it gives you that opportunity to do that, fish and wax wing. So we're going to have somewhere between 40 and 80 pieces of gear on the boat.
Wow.
So bring a couple of your own things, but we're going to have stuff for you as well.
The beauty of going on the RP, Joe, is if you don't have your own gear, the boat can always set you up with tackle to use. They don't charge you anything for it other than just a little bit of cost for putting some fresh line on the reel for every trip. And I know most of what the RP uses is all that great Shimano gear.
Yeah.
So that option is available for you just because you ride the Royal Polaris. Then you go on the Shimano trip. I've seen Mills go down to the boat before. It's multiple dock carts full of tackle.
Yeah, it's I usually have to have a lot of friends at that time, you know. And, you know, there is times where I've brought $100,000 worth of gear on that boat,
sure,
which that's a chunk. And it really gives you that opportunity to try it before you buy it. And if you've already bought it, it allows us to talk to the guys on the boat to learn more about it. So it's going to be a great trip. We got some good giveaways on that. And, I think John Cooch, our pro staffer, is going to be on that boat, if I'm not mistaken. You'll like him. He's a really nice guy, very knowledgeable, and
John's
he goes
awesome
on a lot of those things. He's,
yeah,
he's a
John's
great guy. We're
awesome
good buddies over and above, just working buddies.
That's cool. And
I'm so excited about that.
I'll tell you, Joe, it's almost a dirty trick, man, because I can assure you, you're not going to catch a yellowfin tuna on a Talica and ever want to catch anything, ever want to catch one again on a different reel. They are just like nothing else, from as lightweight as the spool is in a small two-speed, so casting a sardine, but then just the unreal amount of power when you're turning the handle, it's like nothing else. You're going to absolutely love it.
Yeah, we're especially at that bigger stuff. And that trip,
oh,
you know, it's going to be, you know, October time frame, so you may get into that 150 and, you know, 180-pound fish, so it just depends. I know that fish down in Cabo, there's that big fish is biting still pretty good, and the water's warm down there, so you're going to be into a good trip.
What's crazy, too, is that the wahoo fishing never went away this year on our long-range trips.
Yeah.
You know, it's rare to see Wahoo on those long of any numbers. You know, once you get past about November, that's usually about it. Maybe every once in a while somebody will catch a couple sliding down the line in December. It has been crazy good Wahoo fishing, and it still is. I mean, it's darn near March at this point. The water's not going to be getting any colder, I can tell you that. You know, it's...
Didn't I hear they're catching Wahoo still over at Guadalupe or something like that?
Well, Alejos.
I know Alejos that, but I thought they had some trips over at Guadalupe to follow up, but I don't know. I was tripped out. I thought I heard something like
wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't be a Guadalupe, but still just the fact that there is so much still around, I think bodes very well for those early season 8 days, those beginning of the season 10-day trips where you hope to maybe get into that. I mean, the fishing has been so good all year. I mean, it's... Spring is not far away. I mean, it's not going to be. No. We're not going to be getting much colder than we are. So,
this is kind of the first little storm that we have for 4 or 5 days.
I think we're in for a pretty good one, Joe. And I think that 10-day on the RP is going to be a really, really good time.
All right, thanks.
Good luck. See you later. I'd love to hear how you do when you get back.
Appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up? We talked to Matt calling us from La Mesa this morning. Matt, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Mark. This is the best week of my life because I'm on vacation, too. I'm going to Fred Hall's, and three, I'm talking to Mark Mills.
Oh, right? Thank you very much. Nice, I appreciate that. But, yeah, so you're on vacation, going to Fred Hall. That rocks, man.
That works.
Yeah, question. I know we've talked about flat fall a lot. So how does flat fall differ from, say, the Colt Sniper as far as applications?
Well, for the most part, you know, the flat fall is really kind of just a fall type retreat jig. You know, that's the way it's laid out. It's great for vertical jigging and everything like that. The Colt Sniper kind of fell into what I would say more of the small casting retrieve bait, you know. Not saying you can't drop it up and down and yo-yo, you can do that as well. But it really, the way it's designed, the way it's shaped, is designed for long casts. And casting and retrieving, you know, good fast sink and an extremely long cast. Like that thing, you know, is like it's like a dart. It just flies.
Really, really great, especially this year. I think one of the reasons it was so good is when that fish is up on the surface splashing around. Small spots of tuna that are up kind of splashing on the surface. And I mean, that's just how that fishing goes. A lot of times when you slide onto those things, it puts them down.
Yep.
You can hit that spot of fish from forever away with that Colt Sniper.
Close to probably 100 yards with the right setup. So before you even get on that fish, you can have a jig right in the center of them.
Totally.
And rip it through it, and you can fish it fast, so it's just bubbling underneath the surface real quick. So it's just a different type of jig. However, I was on trips where the stuff was under the boat. The guys just cast it out, drop it in, put it in gear, and game on. So it just how they want to bite. But that jig's more of a casting and retrieving type jig.
The other thing you guys did that I really liked with the Colt Sniper is, compared to other lures that are similar in size and shape, is it has really good components.
And it's got good hooks.
Most of those of that style of lure is Pacific Northwest, catch a salmon, catch a rockfish, and they work great for tuna, but the gear, just split rings and the hooks, they flat out don't hold up.
Right.
And those Colt Snipers, you buy them out of the package, you tie it on, and there's nothing you need to do. There's no split ring change. There's no hook change. They're perfect right from the get-go.
Yeah. It's that bigger hook and everything else. And like I said, it's a great lure for casting and retrieving. You know, if you're going down to Mexico and fishing in the surf, awesome surf lure, too.
Good call.
There you go.
All right, Matt. So we're gonna see you at the show for sure with the whole week off.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be there first thing on Wednesday. And the other quick question is, on that Colt Sniper, what's the sizes on them?
The smallest one's a 40, I have to remember all these, 40, 60, 80, and I think 100, and I think we go up to a 100.
I think 100's the big one.
I have to remember. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff now. As far as now we're getting into lure sizes, I got to try and remember. but, you know, you can check online, check out the Shimano website, and they'll give you all the different sizes. This year, the 100 was a good solid one that everybody really wanted. The 80 and the 100 was a solid one.
Those are the two to have.
All right.
Thanks, Matt. We'll see you at the show.
See you Wednesday.
I appreciate it very much. Hey, let's talk to the man, good buddy that's always got our back, Councilman Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance. What's up, Sherm?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? Great show.
Good. Thanks, thank you
Scott.
Very much,
thank
man.
You.
Appreciate that.
I heard you talking about CCA and after the show a couple weeks ago talking about it, I decided to sign up and went down and volunteered for work in the booth there at the Del Mar Fred Hall. So I'll be volunteering up there on Saturday from when they open till about 2:00. So if anybody wants to stop by and say hi, feel free and sign up.
Scott, that's
awesome.
Thank
you very much. You know, we appreciate that.
Not a better cause to put our time and our effort into, and good on you, Scott. That's awesome. Glad to hear it.
Hey, also a couple things real quick too on the Tranks reel. I tell you, I was lucky enough to fish with Captain Benny down at Cedros.
Oh yeah.
Last August, and I tell you, what a very versatile reel. I mean, he went from putting the wood on the 40-pound yellowtail to pothole and calicos in the kelp with the same reel, and it was just an amazing deal. And I mean, the thing that impressed me is he cast once, got some distance, did a couple of adjustments, cast again, got a little more, and then that third adjustment, man, he was just playing that thing.
Yeah, and that's the important part about having those reels is learning how to work the centrifugal brake system on that, because that is going to help you casting from a swim bait to a surface iron to a heavy iron. That makes a difference. And, you know, it's taken a little bit of time to get that reel kind of up and rolling because it's bigger and it looks different and people aren't quite sure about it. But once they put it in their hands, they have to have it. I know that Bob Fletcher, I just sent him one. He was, I don't know. He got one. He fished with Benny Florentino on that and said, dude, I got to have one. So, yeah. Yep.
It almost looks funky in the reel case where you're like, oh, that wouldn't be comfortable. And when you put the thing in a rod, it, like, melts into your hand.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's one of those things you almost have to use it. But it is so comfortable. I love.
And that level wind, man, just takes, you can actually get out of worrying about where the line is on the reel, take that out of your brain, and now you can focus on making sure that the lure is coming back properly. And that's what makes it awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, well, the level wind is, I was thinking about the level wind when we were fishing, because we got into the surface by, you know, chasing puddlers all over the place and throwing surface iron and, you know, you're too busy looking at the water when you're cranking on your iron as fast as you can on the surface like that. And Benny's doing fine. Next thing I know, I look down and I had everything all piled up.
Exactly. You eliminate that. So it makes you a better angler and it makes you enjoy the product better. And that's the bonus of that.
Yeah. And then lastly, boy, I tell you, I thought we'd talk about the fish. And I haven't seen too many people in the bay lately. And I went out Friday before last and it was just, for 2 hours, it was just the most amazing spotty fishing on 6-pound chest you could have. I had 4 casts in a row to hook up every cast.
Sherm, that's awesome. Well, great to hear that we're going to see you at the CCA booth at Del Mar. Are we going to see you up at the Long Beach show hanging out?
No, I'm not going to be able to get up to Long Beach. A lot of work trying to figure out what to do with a football team.
I believe that. Well, we appreciate that, Scott. Appreciate everything you do. Appreciate all the guys down there at Fifth Avenue taking care of us, too. Appreciate the phone call. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Yeah, good show, guys.
Okay, Sherm, thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's time for the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I've got an important announcement for all California anglers. The 37-year-old Coastal Conservation Association is coming to California. The CCA is an organization of over 100,000 recreational anglers and outdoor enthusiasts currently spread across 17 states that works to conserve marine resources and anglers' access to them. The CCA has proven time and again that anglers are the best stewards of the marine environment. Across the nation, they have been very successful in protecting the interests of recreational anglers and their access to the resources they cherish. CCA Cal is just beginning. If you join us at the Fred Hall shows, you'll get into the show for free, receive vouchers worth over $150, and be entered into drawings worth thousands of dollars. It's the right thing to do, and it's a great value. California anglers need CCA Cal to help us protect our fishing rights and our access to fish. Come and join us at the Fred Hall show March 4th through the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Help CCA Cal protect California fishing.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need.
They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
I am an angler, a heroic defender of the noble sport of fishing. When I go out with my crew, we're prepared for everything, from itty-bitty mosquitoes to the biggest bass you've ever seen. Not to mention, we all wear life jackets. And with this year's drought conditions, we're also defending every last drop of water, saving lives and saving water, because the best defense is a good offense. Just don't tell the fish that.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth and check out the most complete selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Owner Hooks. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best pricing of the year on Owner Hooks. Deals on all Owner Hooks for local and long-range fishing. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used Owner Hooks and knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular? Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer, they'll be glad to hook you up.